Checking out a new library dean today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. Doug Way became dean of UK libraries last July. He came to us from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and he holds degrees from Grand Valley State and Wayne State University. Good to have another fellow Michigander here at UK.
Happy to be here.
UK Libraries consists of 9 libraries with over 4.2 million volumes. And according to just a quick estimate I made, that would take about 132 miles of shelving. Dean Way oversees all of that, in addition to the faculty, staff, and students in the libraries and an array of academic programs. Welcome to UK Perspectives.
Thanks, Tom. Thrilled to be here.
Well, you've said that this is an exciting time to be working in libraries and higher education. And before we went on the air, we were talking about how libraries and radio are so similar. They've changed dramatically in the technology and in the way people use them in just the last couple of decades. So talk a little bit about that and how and why you still think this is such an exciting time for libraries.
Yeah, I think it's a thrilling time to be in libraries. And really, when we think about what technology has done for us, it's really created a lot of new opportunities for us. It's really changed what we've had to focus on to what we can focus on moving forward. So if you think about libraries in the past, think about Young Library and King Library before that on campus. Those are really buildings that were built to house books and provide access and ready access to printed materials. And today, we still need to provide access to those materials, but electronic access to information resources has really made it a lot easier for people to access those. They don't have to come into our physical spaces to access those materials. They are able to access the vast majority of our collections online. And those that could be things that we've purchased that are electronic. They also can be things that we're able to digitize for them and make available. And so it's really changed about how we think about library spaces and the types of services we're able to offer. And in many ways, I like to think about how libraries and what we're trying to do is to democratize access. And it doesn't really matter whether you're a student at the university or someone in the general public. We are able to provide access to large chunks of our collections in a really easy way for you to get your hands on those in a very virtual way.
Are you seeing more visitors coming in online, or do they still come through the door?
We see both. We see high numbers of visitors. I don't have the numbers for UK, but I can say at both other institutions I've worked at, the library's website is usually about the number 2 used website on campus. It's usually the university's homepage, and then the library's homepage is usually number 2 in terms of what gets accessed. And so you see lots of virtual visitors, but we still see about 1 million visitors coming into our building every year as well. So we still have lots of people coming into our libraries, and that's for a variety of purposes. Sometimes it's to access our services. Sometimes it's just to find a quiet place to study. Sometimes they just need a cup of coffee and they're going to Starbucks.
These days, people tend to think of libraries as that third space between the classroom and wherever the student lives. So how does UK Libraries support learning outside the classroom in that third space?
Yeah, it's really one of our things that we're working toward. It's really what we're trying to hang our hat on, is to sort of be that hub of learning that happens outside the classroom. Where we have, again, access to information resources, we have access to expertise that the library provides, and we're also able to provide access to lots of resources campus provides. We have the Writing Center and Young Library. We have Presentation U, where, again, students can work with peer tutors and both those to get assistance on projects they're working on. We have Media Depot, where students can access, again, peer tutors to help with technology needs and then access different technology resources, whether that's virtual reality, whether it's a green screen, recording spaces. And again, these are all things that are made available to all students, regardless of what program they're in, what they're studying. Doesn't have to even really be related to a curricular. It could be a co-curricular activity, and the library is there to provide them access to those things.
It is certainly not the library I visited when I was 8 or 10 years old.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Well, when you were a guest on the UK News' Campus Walk, you talked about the many partnerships that UK Libraries has. And it's not just on campus. It's all across the community, Keeneland, other universities, and providing access to library resources, information resources. Why are these kinds of partnerships important to UK and to the Commonwealth?
Well, they all serve different purposes. We think about a partnership we've had with Keeneland or with the bourbon industry in the Commonwealth. Those are really part of fulfilling the university's land grant mission, trying to, you know, serve not just the university, but serve the entire state. And I think today, as a major research university, our mission is really to serve the country and the world and trying to make our society better. So that's one purpose there. When we think about our partnerships with other universities, we think about the sort of explosion of information resources. More and more books are published each year than were published the year before. More and more journal articles are published. There's more different types of media, whether it's streaming video or audio, that are available. And no one university can acquire those materials. And today, no one university needs to acquire those materials by themselves. And so what we look for those is to partner with other universities to provide access to those information resources. We can get materials, if we have materials at the University of Tennessee, we can get them from Knoxville up here to Lexington really easily, and vice versa. If we partner with primarily with universities in the Southeast, research universities in the Southeast, but we partner with universities really, again, across North America and really around the world. Our interlibrary loan department can get materials from almost anywhere and make those really available either electronically, or if you need your hands on that physical object, we can often get our hands on that physical object. And again, at no cost to our users at the university.
Well, in addition to books and online resources, UK has some really remarkable special collections. And I noticed that a new exhibit, which I haven't seen yet, looking forward to it, devoted to Kentucky women's role in the suffrage movement has just opened at the King Library. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's a fantastic exhibit. We had a wonderful opening lecture. And the exhibit is really highlighting our collections that we have in the libraries. We have some reproductions of things up on the wall, so it's really easy for people to see. But we actually have our actual artifacts ranging from different letters and materials, and it shows the role that individuals throughout the Commonwealth played in the suffrage movement, and also gives people a chance to sort of, again, look at history right in front of them and see the types of resources that are available in our libraries.
UK is known pretty widely outside of Lexington and Kentucky for having one of the largest book endowments at a public university. Tell us about that and how those funds are used.
Yeah, we do. For a public university, we're really in a wonderful position. And that endowment really came in large part from William T. Young and the work that he did as we were getting ready to build the Young Library on campus. And instead of the raising money for the actual physical building of the building, it was really raising money to support the library's operations and building those collections. And a lot of credit goes to him and to President Wethington at the time, who really were prolific fundraisers and got people throughout the community to contribute funds to that. And so those funds today help supplement what we're doing in the libraries. The support that we get from the university to acquire materials to supplements that and lets us build even richer collections than we would be able to do otherwise. And it puts us in a position to be a leader nationally in so many different areas in supporting the research that happens on campus. Past year, research expenditures at the university or awards at the university have gone up about 25%. Significant jump. We don't see that at research universities when dollars are not increasing at that same rate. And we're able to, through the support of endowments and the support that the university provides us, continue to grow our collections to support the knowledge discovery that's happening on our campus.
Well, thanks for joining us today.
It's been my pleasure.
Really appreciate your time. Our guest on this edition of UK Perspectives has been Dean Doug Way, new at the UK Libraries. Our complete conversation is available at WUKY.org, where you can also meet several of UK's other newest deans. For WUKY 91.3, I'm Tom Goodell.